Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, and co-pilot. I like to say I'm your co-pilot, actually, because I feel like we're all navigating this amazing time together. Awakenings is part of the converging flow. It's the place where we have a dialogue or interview. It's really more of a dialogue, actually, with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, visionaries, awakened leaders and authors, musicians, artists, just awakened beings of all walks of life, people that are sharing their insight, their wisdom. And the key is that they're awake or awakening, and as I like to say, there's a divine tickle to share that. As you all know, we're walking these steps of transformation, transition, and change, and part of that walking of the steps is that we converge, that we come together. In an awareness that we are more than what we first seen on the outside or externally. And what is going on in life is a lot more than what perhaps is seen. And that makes, to me, life a lot more interesting, doesn't it? It makes it a lot more interesting when we know this, when we're aware of this. And I like to, you know, many of you hear me talk about my mindful meditations and such. I really like to tap into this aspect of us that is multidimensional. That's in a way also what we're all doing here. We're tapping into that awareness of us and saying, yes, we know this exists, and we're living more from this space and time. What that also requires is that we live more by synchronistic timing instead of linear time. I'm uploading, by the way, some music because it didn't upload from the guests while I'm talking. So those of you don't see me in the chat as much, I just want to say blessings and light to all. Hi, Kat. Hi, everyone. Is everyone still buzzing from Hank Wesselman Wednesday? It's amazing. Got a lot of wonderful emails about him. And he's also going to come back on. Let's see, we're having Hank back on, I think, at April 22nd, and his wife, Jill, is an amazing being, also, actually was in the medical field a bit for a while, and she does soul retrieval, so they both are major initiates and walking the path, and so that's what I love. Everyone that comes on here is definitely dialed in and walking the path, so including our next guest that's going to be coming on air. Just dial back a little bit to what I was starting to share with you all is that this whole idea that Kathy missed it. Oh, you carried a friend to the doctor, took all afternoon. Okay, yeah, Kathy, listen to the archive. It's pretty amazing. We went everywhere from anthropology, paleontology, shamanism, because he's trained at all this, and into our starseed light being roots, and coming from the mother lode of the cosmos, and what we're all to be doing here, you know, at this time, this whole stepping up into, you know, our true selves or our true nature, if you will, which is a big part of what we're all, this waking up is about, you know. When you live awake, you're stepping in. I want to share with you something yesterday, to give you an example, last night. Also, Little Light had mentioned Wednesday that I sounded differently. And, yeah, I had been doing some deeper trance work. And so sometimes, you know, you guys, you'll hear this. My moods are different. Sometimes I'm kind of you know, light and giggly a lot. It depends on the guest. And whatever, I never know. I don't censor. So whatever I'm feeling, you will get. So anyway, hi, Tammy, also. So last night, I go on a walk with Yosh, and some reason I'm just drawn to this one direction to go. And like one of my cats has been missing, and I was going to leave some food at this place where they people feed cats a lot. And so if you're listening, I was the one that left the organic food from Whole Foods. That was me. Yeah, Sylvia's saying, yes, Michelle can be giggly. Yes, I can. So for some reason, I thought I need to go further down the street. I just felt this pull. Well, I walk down the street, and I see somebody's laying on the ground. So I'm like, oh, God, now what, you know. So walk up there, and some man had fallen. Well, he obviously, there's an issue with the alcohol, okay? So he's laying there. But his credit cards were out of his pocket. His phone was out. And the man wasn't moving at all. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? You know, is he out or dead or heart attack or what's happening? So I go to you know, get closer to him, and I'm calling him, hello, sir, hello, hello. And somebody on his phone is on, is calling back to me, saying, hello, hello, hello. So, who's there? Who's there? And I'm like, it's Michelle. Who's here? I said, you know, whoever's phone this is laying on the ground. And she's going, it's my brother. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, you know, so we're talking at a distance. This is a good thing about technology, though. But it's so funny because I'm calling him. He's not responding. But obviously he had called her. She had called him and heard the phone. So I'm talking to the phone. Finally, I go really quickly, you know, very quietly because, you know, I don't know. Is this person, you know, going to get up and start punching and think I'm trying to rob him or something? So I get the phone. I'm talking to her. We have this whole dialogue. Another person walks by. And the woman's trying to describe where he lives, and I'm thinking, well, what do you want me to do? I mean, you know, I'm strong, but I don't know about lifting this person off, and I got my dog with me. And I said, well, I don't know where he lives. I don't really know what to do, but I'm here. And then he started moving, doing these, like, little punching things in the air. So she proceeded to say how he's suicidal, and I said, well, then we need to call the, you know, ambulance or somebody, you know, 911 or whatever. So I stayed on the line with her, talked to her, got information. This other woman walking called 911, called the paramedics. And then she's like, well, put his credit cards in his pocket. I said, I am not going near him because he's doing these punching things. She said, oh, he's not. Don't worry. When he's passed out or drunk, he doesn't get violent. And I said, well, we'll just wait to see about that. I'm doing enough by staying on the line. That's, you know, and just assuring. So then I'm saying in Spanish, relaxio, to relax, déjalo, you know, be quiet, just everything's going to be okay. I thought, well, maybe to calm him. So here comes the paramedics, and anyway, they put him, and sure enough, when they put him on that little, you know, stretcher or gurney or whatever, he does start punching a lot, and, you know, his arms start going around. And I told the guy, I said, you know, here's his credit cards. I said, you know, his sister wanted me to put him in, you know, his pocket. And he said no, one of the paramedics, no, don't ever get close or trust. Yeah, Mystic and Light is saying, trust your intuition on that one, honey. Yeah, you just never know. Not perhaps you wouldn't mean to do something, but I wasn't in the mood. I might have had to miss awakenings if I had been, you know, rendered unconscious or something, right? So. Anyway, so I had a lovely conversation with the paramedics. So thank you very much, paramedics. And the man was out, and they did the IV and did what they needed to with him. And I was on the phone, and they thought it was my phone. That's why they kept me so long. And then they said, well, you can go. And I handed the phone. They said, oh, that's not your phone. And I said, no. And they said, who's this? I said, it's Jose's. That's his name, is Jose. And Jose, you see how you're contributing to my show right now? Your consciousness, your awareness is contributing. So they said, oh, you better, you know, disinfect your hands or whatever. So I did, and I said, well, that's fine. My immunity is very, or my immune system rather is very strong, and I don't have to worry about have immunity from that. So that was an interesting connection, you know, to be able to be there, to be present for someone in that way. You know, Kathy's laughing at me. To be present. And then today I'm walking along the beach and I bump into an amazing friend of mine, that a filmmaker who actually also will be on April or May, wonderful director and filmmaker. And we always, she has a little basset hound, Patty. So Patty, if you're listening, hi. We always connect just when we're working on projects, or there's this wonderful spiritual connection, this inspirational spiritual connection that we have. And then she was walking with a friend, a new friend named Kennedy, wonderful guy. And apparently he sang that song, what was it? Somebody's Watching Me. I don't know if you guys remember. Somebody's Watching Me. Da, 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 da. Anyway, I don't know the rest. Anyway, so we had a great conversation, and it was just a wonderful little, you know, love fest. But again, I was drawn in that direction and had needed to connect with her anyway. And we tried to by phone and hadn't been able to. So we got to catch up on some stuff and then firm up her coming on Awakening. So, Kathy, you love that song, so you remember it. Yeah, he's a great guy, too. Very, very funny, and briefly I met him. So, yeah, I remember, too. So, and lovely voice, too. Okay, sing it, girl. I wish I'd remember the other word. I remember the video, and I just remember, somebody's watching me. Must be a fantasy. Is that it? I don't remember. If you know the words, write the words in. So part of why I'm sharing all this little madness, this unfolding, is that into stepping into our own authentic way of being, in connecting more with the truth of who we are, and meaning that we are these multidimensional beings beyond space and time, beyond form, but using form, expressing through form, that we're consciousness made manifest. I'm going, Kathy. Here I go. We need to follow our intuition. We need to connect into that synchronistic reality, and not so much on the, you know, time reality, or I don't have enough time, or I can't do this, or this is going to take too long. We need to adapt, you know, as Hank was even saying Wednesday, that the shamanic aspect of ourselves, you know, that we are these, you know, manifested beings from the idea of the all that is, from God, from the all that is. Eventually, people will be aware of their own personal song, their signature. And I don't mean just signature as in writing signature, but their signature frequency, the tone that they come in, or tones that they come in on, or notes that they come in on. They will know their ray from the rainbow of light that we are. I happen to come in from the magenta ray, which has the indigo, the pink from the heart chakra, as well as the seventh ray of the amethyst or violet ray. So as we get to know ourselves beyond our physical form more, we're not slowed down or tripped up as much with external, if you will, focuses. We will begin to see beyond the appearances of the mainstream world or consciousness, especially that which is dissolving or moving away. So that's part of us connecting in this converging flow, because we are co-creating a reality that focuses more on that and plays in that realm, as opposed to playing into the limited realm, which just says, I am the manifestation, I am the form. And Tammy's saying the soul ray. Yeah, all of us, the soul ray. We're connecting. There's a soulful connection. Well, I want to see. I think our guest, our wonderful fellow traveler, may be on the line. I'm hoping so. If not, that this wonderful introduction is for you. we have back, and actually has not been back on the manifested form of awakenings on Blog Talk. You know, Blog Talk is streaming live through. Or Awakenings of Streaming Life through Blog Talk, but also through Cosmic Dimensions. And when I was just on Cosmic Dimensions, this wonderful guest had come on, and she agreed to come back. So really happy about that. We have today with us Thunderbee, who's a gifted shamaness. She's a world bridger who melds tonal and tribal elements into multidimensional soundscapes. She works with sound healing, as well as the energies of light and sound through chakra healing, balancing, and clearing. And she's also just an amazing awake being and a lot of fun to chat with. So I really look forward to talking to Thunderbee. Hello, Thunderbee.
Hello.
Hello. Great.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you stupendously, wonderfully. You've got a great phone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. They're all saying hi. And I'm going to tone on your... Oh, gosh. It's been amazing. It's great to absolutely connect with you again also.
Oh,
you've got a new...
You.
Huh?
I love your show. I love your show. I think you're doing great, great work. So it's all needed.
Yeah, we're having fun here. That's another thing. It's really about the, you know, the fun. Welcome. Tammy Singh, welcome to you.
Hi, Tammy.
Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
So where do we start, Thunderbee? Let's see.
Well,
I just
got back from Egypt. How's it? I'll let you tell
did.
You.
Yes,
I, one of the things I do travel to sacred sites where spirit guides me, and I walk through the temples, and I ask for the ancient healing knowledge and the ancient music, since I've been a musician for 35 years, and I transform that music that I hear into, you know, the healing, activational, awakening music. So when you hear my music, it's like, oh, it's great music, but it's really working on your inner soul.
Yeah.
So I came back from Egypt in last March, and I've been working on for like 9 months this new Egyptian CD called Ancient Sun, and it's just wonderful. I could have gone in three different directions, and I listened to the music while I was there. It's just the second time I was there, but listened to the music while I was there, and I said, I want to bring in. I don't hear the ancient Egyptian music. I want that. So I got home and I called in Ra. He's a sun god, you know, an ancient sun god from Egypt. And he sure enough came in, that's for sure. And it was very powerful. And actually, on the CD, I have a song called Ra dedicated to him. He's very majestic. Big sound. And it's, I'm already getting airplay in Scotland.
Wow.
And
wow.
Just came out. We're talking like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Now, we have a couple of clips from that, so I want to play some definitely a little bit later. And so already in Scotland. Wow. Well, you know, there's that shamanic energy in Scotland, you know, that Celtic energy. Now, what drew you to Egypt? What drew you there?
Well, I went there first in 97, and that's when I was doing ceremony down the temples on the Nile, and I didn't realize they were chakra temples. And then the last part of the trip was we had the Great Pyramid overnight, and I did ceremony in there. And then the next day, Spirit downloaded me all the information and color, light, sound for the Chakra Journey CD. So that came through from Egypt. The ancient Egyptians have been using chakra knowledge and chakra healing and activation for like centuries, you know, thousands of years. And so I've been drawn there ever since I was a child anyway. Egypt was just always calling me and calling me, and it's like, well, maybe one day I can go. And then Spirit presented me time to go, which was in 97. And then it was like 10 years later. It's like, wow, I have, you know, I want to get back there. I want to go back, and so I did. I put my own group together, and we all went and did a shamanic journey. It was beautiful.
Amazing. Now, you are, tell us a little bit about, let's travel a little bit about your background, how you came into this beingness of Thunderbead and going into this form of activation and acceleration through sound, tonal, if you don't mind, and then we'll jump off in some different directions.
Well, let's see. I've been, like I said, a musician since I was 15 years old. I mean, as soon as I discovered music, that's the way to go. And, you know, I've always been very spiritual and you know, I guess very blessed as a child. I've knowing at 10 years old about past lives and all kinds of things just came to me and never shared it with anybody because I thought everybody else thought I was crazy. But, you know, during the times of I played with rock bands, you know. And
that's what I thought. You played with rock bands. So that's
I played with rock bands. Yeah. I had a lot of fun. And the last few rock bands were very spiritual, though. I had a band called Mind's Eye that we all wrote. It was a power trio, me and two other guys. I played full drum set. And we were totally on the same wavelength, and we totally wrote, you know, messages in our songs about the world and enlightenment and the keys of light and love and all that. It was just totally wonderful. And, you know, but during that time, the 80s, and that I always was fascinated by how each key of the scale makes you feel, you know, how is that? And I was always, you know, aware of that and studying that on my own. I did some research. I couldn't find anything. And but I've noticed certain keys, how they make you feel, you know, activate certain parts of your body. And I've always been into chakras, and I started correlating the chakras with the keys. And I went, oh, look at this. This is how it works. And that was before I went to Egypt. And then when I did go to Egypt in 97, it all went bam. It just came together, you know, through spirit and my ceremonies and initiations. And that's where the knowledge kind of came through universally. So... And I just went on a mission from there. It started pretty much in, you know, with that sound healing in 1997. That's where it really, you know, just took off. And I started writing the chakra journey and writing about the chakras and how they correlate with the keys and how everything on Earth really works with the chakras, like crystals, aromatherapy, healing energy, and how you can use all that. And I teach that in my chakra workshops now. The last 10 years, and it's a wonderful, wonderful workshop. Mm-hmm. It goes real in depth, and I came out with the book, the chakra book, and that's now have a whole chakra series, the chakra DVD. I'm not sure I had the book out. Did I have the book out when I talked to you?
No,
last?
You didn't. So that's why I'm like, what book? I didn't hear.
Oh
this.
Yeah,
I okay.
It's just
what's the name of the book, Thunderbeat?
Okay, well, it's a whole chakra series now, and they have the CD, DVD, poster, and chakra book. So it's a. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a whole series now, and as soon as I finish the DVD, Spirit comes in and he goes, okay, now write the book. And I'm like, what? What book? He goes, the chakra book. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, there's 52,000 million chakra books out there. You know, I'm a musician, I'm not a writer. And he goes, write the chakra book now. And I'm like, oh, okay, where do I begin? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can start with my workshops because that's like, you know, hundreds of pages long, and I can put that into a book form. And I do, you know, I have to admit, I don't like to say anything negative, but I know a lot about chakras, and I read some of these chakra books, and I go, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
They don't get to the point, they don't even, like, I don't know, some of them just go blah, 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 on and on about, I don't know what. So I'm like, okay, so I made it really, really simple and fun, of course. And we went fun in there. And then as soon as, while I was writing it, Spirit comes in and goes, okay, and he says, I'll remember the children. Don't forget about the children. And I'm like, okay. So I put a lot of fun stuff in there and made it really simple for the children. Didn't get real heavy, but I got lots of information in it. And as soon as I came out with it, one of my first, I think, first month, I got an email from this 12-year-old girl asking me about how to put the keep the amethyst crystal on top of the crown chakra because I'm doing a healing for my father.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, that made the whole thing worthwhile.
That made it make sense. Don't forget about the children. Yeah.
Right. And the children are coming in are so awakened and so powerful, and they're so, you know, they're at 12 years old, she's learning about chakras and healing her father. That is amazing. That is like, I just smiled ear to ear. It's like, yay, yay, yay. This is so beautiful. So now I have the whole series, and I have a
So it's a series of books, or the DVD is a series?
No, the whole series is the CD, has CD, DVD, book, and poster. So
it's all together.
Yeah.
And what's the name of it? We have some people in the chat asking. Or the Sacred Empowerment Room.
Sacred Space
of Empowerment. Yeah, it's not the chat room.
Chakra Journey.
Chakra Journey.
You can go to you know, my website, thunderbeat.com, and just click on chakras. And you can see all the information there.
One more question, Thunderbeat, from Sylvia. Do you have... where are the workshops, and do you have also any online?
I don't have them online.
Yet.
Some of our
listener participants are, overseas or other countries or other states. So.
Well, they can actually order the book and get the full information, because you know what I like to do during the real. Teachings of the chakra workshops, I actually am giving healings while I'm healing everyone through each chakra during this workshop. So I'm going to be presenting them in Sedona sometime this year. I have not put a date on them yet. I'm working with a new retreat center here, and everyone loves to come to Sedona. Sedona is beautiful.
I know. It's amazing.
Spiritual capital of, of this United States, at least. And so I'm working with this new retreat that's opening up in a couple months, so where they want my workshop so I can actually advertise and bring people in then,
Yeah, somebody's put the Mystic Lights, but the rock formations in Sedona are incredible. Yes, as well as the vortexes that are there.
It's very ancient here. I have found, it's like Egypt. It's like Atlantis. I have found... nine sphinxes here. They're definitely are not natural. Thousands of years old. The history here is, no one knows, could be 10,000 years old. I've heard there's 13 sphinxes here. I found nine in my, hiking, and it's just amazing. It's just impossible for them. I wish I could show you pictures on the radio, but they're like, perfect. I mean, perfect with the paws and it's a lion sphinx.
Where were the sphinxes at? Where were they? Are they carved in?
They're carved in the rock.
In the rock. Wow.
Yeah, and they're huge, like sides of mountains. They're so big.
Wow.
Yeah, they're huge.
We all travel. The wisdom keepers. We went in many directions, so you can find these little. Pockets. I mean, there's more pockets obviously in Sedona. Some places have more, more pockets of this kind of energy and form,
There's vortexes here that you can tune into. And what I'm going to be doing too with the workshops, I'm going to bring people out on the land. So probably the best thing to do is go to my website, sign up for my newsletter, and I'll be making announcements through my newsletter. You can just put your email address. I don't share that with anybody. And I can email, when my schedule for concerts, workshops, and new items I'd be having out, and cool radio shows.
That's a good idea, Lynn. Just in the chat, we ought to do something together, a little retreat. Well, maybe that'll come about, actually.
Idea, Lynn.
For you and I to do a retreat.
That'd be fun.
With the awakenings people. Yeah, maybe that's... We'll see, Lynn. We'll put some energy in that, see if that comes about. Yeah. It sounds even better knowing that it's in the States. Yeah. That people can get to, be easier to get to. Great idea. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Bring you out to Sedona.
Yeah. It's a great, I actually got initiated to rock medicine there in Sedona, so I know that area. It's a great place. But you, if you're living there, you know, I never saw the Sphinxes, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see them, but, you know, I don't know. I'm a rock hound. I used to have a crystal store for 9 years, and I'm just totally fascinated by rocks. And I had one of my shamanic teachers taught me how to see the faces in the rocks and the messages in the clouds.
Ooh.
So I totally, that's what I look for right away, faces, you know, and they're all over.
They are. The rocks do speak, yeah, and they have a different purpose and message. And well, that's an interesting synchronicity, Thunderby. I didn't know that with you and the crystals and the rocks. So that's pretty cool, that connection as well.
There's a whole section in the, I go into detail in my chakra book about the crystals and their healing properties for each chakra. So that there's many modalities of healing in that book, not just about chakras, but it is correlated with all the chakras, like the, it said, the aromatherapy, that activate each chakra, the keys, the, like I said, the crystals, and other modalities you can use for awakening your chakras, so.
Mm-hmm. Do your healing, obviously you're working a lot with music and sound. Is it working with the person, the tones, the individual notes of the person going through the chakras? Are you working?
Well, the chakras each have a certain key that activate them. So I use, when I do the one-on-ones, I'm a Reiki master. So what I do is I pull out like a lot of old stuff. I go through each chakra, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually takes about 10 minutes for each chakra to pull out the old stuff and activate it. I use tuning forks, and I use the crystals and the aromatherapy, and then I heal that chakra with some Reiki, and I go through each chakra. That usually takes about an hour for the sessions, and I play my chakra CD with that, because each key, like I said, each chakra has a key. And it starts with, like, the root chakra is the key of C that activates that. Then it goes up the scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B.
Mm.
And so, like, the A is, like, for your third eye. And that activates you, and you can see what it does when you activate the third eye. You can see colors more vividly. You actually sometimes receive visions. A lot of the my new CD, The Ancient Sun, is an A. A, that's what came through. So it's in the ancient Egyptians were totally into the third eye, you know, and if you see the Eye of Ra, the Eye of Horus, the Eye, they're always into that third eye realm. So that's what key came through for that CD, too. So that really activates your third eye that when you listen to that CD.
Now, do you find, so are you saying that if, let's say that chakra on that person is blocked, will, by you doing that note that corresponds, does that help or remove the blockage?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That activates the chakra, removes the blockage, and clears it out. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. So you're working with different multi-forms of energy if you're doing the Reiki as well. You've got that working on the individual energetically as well as the energy in the form of that tone or sound or note. I guess it's more notes, but you work tonally also.
Yeah, No, I don't work tonally. I work with the tuning forks and sound of the keyboards and drumming and rattles and bells and chimes and things like that.
Right.
And you know, people have to realize that the sound is a universal energy, is a universal knowledge, and sound is very powerful. It's a universal connection, you know, totally. Another thing is people, if they're not that familiar with chakras, the chakras expand out to your aura and make up your aura. So when your aura You know, let's say you have an aura picture and you have, oh, they go, oh, great, look, I have all this purple in there. Okay, well, what about your other chakras? You're not activated. You got every single chakra is so important to be balanced and awakened. You know,
yeah.
I have a lot of friends here in Sedona. They have the higher chakras activated. And they're up there in the clouds, and they go, Thunderbead, how come you get so much done? How come you can manifest? I go, because I have, you know, all my chakras activated and grounded. You know, you bring in the higher consciousness knowledge down here on the planet and spread the word. So that's basically when, you know, how to manifest things is to bring in, you know, get yourself grounded and get all those chakras activated. So they're all very important. I just really want to stress that. And they all work together.
That's good that you say that, because a lot of times I think people think, oh, do we just want to have the upper chakras activated, you know? It's like, right?
Well, yeah, you're up there floating and you got the knowledge, but what are you going to do with it, you know?
You got to ground it, right?
You got to bring it in. You got to bring it in for the planet. Bring it in, and that's the purpose of that is heaven on earth. That's the key. Bing, bing, bing.
Right, exactly. Very good point. Well, you're very grounded with that, and also the drums are very grounding, right?
Grounding. And actually, in ceremony, they open up the portals to the other worlds for drum ceremonies, and it activates the heart. So drumming is incredibly powerful, and it does ground the person at the same time. So it does many things.
I've been working on that. Well, yeah, I've had to put energy to that, you know, the grounding aspect, because there's been so many activations and accelerations of late. I could literally feel myself, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, six feet up, not 6 inches up, 6 feet up. I was like,
wow.
And I was doing, you know, my grounding meditation, going back to the beach and being on the sand, it has been helpful, but it took a while. You know, I'm just feeling like I'm getting, you know, back in, you know, obviously I wasn't totally out of the body because I'm still incarnated, but, you know, I was pretty out there on a little balloon, you know, a little string floating around. And like you say, a lot of great information coming through. But, you know, and also, Thunderbeat, what do you make of that? Because sometimes we are getting activated or accelerated, so we do have this time where we are more in the expanded realms, and it takes a while to funnel down.
Right. Well, the chakra system repeats itself. So the higher you go, you can still, you know, have your other ones activated also, which is very important. And it's still, you know, you're still bringing in all the information through your soul, let's say, and through your body and to the earth. So it's no matter how high you go, you can still have, you know, your other chakras activated.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. And so you think even just, like you're saying, even just by hearing, like say with one of your CDs, even just hearing those notes.
Yep.
It begins to integrate.
Absolutely. The chakra CD, you can actually play it in your house, and it removes negative energy and raises your frequency of your house. Clears all the negativity out, and it does let's say you're just working around the house, you can just play it, and it works on it, activates your chakras while playing. So it basically
Does
Lynn
the work. Is listening from my class. There's your CD, because she was asking. I actually did send her to your site, but I didn't know the exact why particularly that would work, or, you know, just, you know, listening to it. I think she was looking for something with also the color correspondence. Now, you're working with sound. Are you working with the ray of the color also?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
The sound, or the key of that chakra is color, is actually the color of sound. Sound is the color. So,
of sound.
So the color of red is the key of C, so that is color going into sound. It's kind of hard to explain, but sound is color.
Okay.
I mean,
I got it. Yeah, sound is, I get it. Yeah, it's a different frequency. Now, we have a question from Red Gypsy. What, for the house, what was the root, what's the root chakra? For a house, is there a,
For the color, you mean, or the key?
Yes. Oh, and Lynn is on. Okay, and Lynn, you are on there. Okay, I thought it was you. So this is perfect for you, Lynn. The person that was asking me about the chakra CD, she's
yay.
In the chat.
Hi,
so
Lynn.
She said, yeah. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah, the root for the house is that I'm trying to understand the question.
Yeah, for the house was the root chakra. Let's see. I'm not sure. Can you guys? Somebody's saying, what color is the key of A?
Indigo.
Indigo. Okay.
Indigo.
Yes,
like
the color. I guess the root would be red. Well, I don't know.
Red.
Yes, the color. Red.
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 Now you play the whole
yeah.
CD and it clears out your house. You can you don't.
Oh, need... that's what she's asking. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that she's asking. So yeah, the whole CD will clear out the house. You don't need just the one track or anything. And just to explain it, the CD a little better. It goes through 7 minutes through each chakra. It is not songs. It is total awakening activation. And it's very powerful but very gentle at the same time. And it's wonderful, like, if you have to take it to your massage therapist because the chakra CD does the inner work while the massage therapist does the outer work. So the combination is profound. So that's my testimonies. And I've got a lot of testimonies on my website that people have actually released physical pain. They've been to doctors for years, and they've used my chakra CD. I was even amazed, and they said after a week or so using my CD, the pain is totally gone. Their back pain's gone. It was running down their leg. This one lady, and I said, will you please contact me in like 2 or 3 weeks and let me know if it's still working. And she did. Actually, because she contacted me 2 months later, she said it's still working. So it relieves. You know, it goes in. It really goes in really deep into your body, and clears out the old stuff that you're holding on to, and that's what causes disease. The old stuff that you're hanging on to. So that's how it works. It's releasing all that old stuff that causes disease and pain and stress and insomnia and all that, and it relieves all that. So it's better than spending thousands of dollars at the doctor, you know. For $15 you get a beautiful healing. So
yeah, the thing too, I think sometimes with work, you know, connecting with sound, color, you're getting out of that over left brain thinking, you know. Even obviously it's a combination of both, obviously left and right brain, because you've got the mathematical system of music, that aspect, but you also have that you just get into the sensory, you know,
right.
You kind of get out of the head, right? And that alone is a major thing. You let what?
You let go, and you don't have to. Like people always ask me, well, do you have to focus on that chakra when that chakra is playing? I said, no, not necessarily. You really don't. It just kind of it's doing the work for you, because it's like I said, it's a frequency that's working on you.
That's a good way. Yeah, it's a so the frequency, it's already working, so you don't have to have your mind in it trying to necessarily, I got you, figure it out. It's just let it work through you.
And a lot of times people with insomnia, you can go to sleep with it. You can either put it on repeat or just go to sleep with it. And I find people tell me that they sleep better, they dream more vividly, and wake up more refreshed.
Now, where Thunderbird, and those of you that are listening by phone, because I see some listening by phone, and I know some people actually today will be driving listening, so I want to let you know you can connect with or contact Thunderbeat through thunderbeat.com, and that's thunderbeat.com. Let's see, is the CD called Chakra Journey, or is that the series?
That's the whole series called Chakra Journey. It's Chakra Journey DVD, Chakra Journey CD, Chakra Journey book. Book is actually called Awakening the Chakras.
So it's a set. Do you have?
You don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy it in a set. You can buy it individually.
Okay, and it's on your. Now is it on iTunes also, or just the website?
Actually, it is on. I think it is on iTunes. I know it's on a lot of. You can download it in a lot of areas. I'm not sure exactly.
Like CD Baby or something?
Yeah, CD Baby. You can buy the CD. Yeah,
okay.
And I think Rhapsody and iTunes, Napster, I think it's definitely out there on the download. But, you know, I really suggest that you buy the it's not as high quality when you download things. And there's a lot of new, really, really beautiful nuances in there, like chimes and bells, and there's actual elements of wind in some of the chakras, and water, like the second chakra. See, that I put the elements in there, too. The second chakra is water, so there's water in there on the second chakra. And like I said, you can buy them individually. And now the DVD... how that came about was very interesting, where a friend of mine, she's a therapist for adolescent children with drug problems and, having problems with their parents. Mm-hmm. And she took the Chakra Journey CD, and I taught her how to do the meditations through each chakra for the children, and they were having a hard time focusing, but when she put the CD on, it was easy for them. But I taught her the visualization of the colors, through the chakras, and the children had a hard time. They couldn't mm-hmm. visualize the colors. And when that happens, that means total blockages of your chakras. So she mm-hmm. asked, she goes, why don't you do, Thunderbeat, why don't you do a DVD? I go, oh, okay, because you told me the problem. They were having a hard time visualizing, so that's how the DVD came about. And... how that DVD works is the same music from the CD on the DVD, and it takes you through the colors, like the red chakra, starts with the root chakra, and the color red, and it has red rocks and red sunsets and beautiful pictures. It slowly takes you on a journey. And then, like, for instance, the heart chakra is green. It takes you through jungle and forest and waterfalls, and then the blue is dolphins and water and oceans. It's really nice, and it takes mm-hmm. you through that journey. And I found out after that was out for a couple months, this one store kept calling me and ordering like 10 at a time the DVDs. And I'm like, what? She goes, I go, what's going on? That's like that's great. And she goes, well, this one lady found out that it helps her baby sleep for colic babies.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow. So the baby. The baby was sleeping so much better with the DVD, like just cured the colic baby, and the women were just flocking to the store for that DVD because of their babies. So it helps them sleep through the night.
Mm.
So it's peaceful, and it, like I said, it clears out negative energies. If there's any, babies are really sensitive, more than so than
yes.
us. Where they can tune into some, let's say negative energies in the house or spirit or whatever, and
oh yeah,
that might be the reason why they're crying. Well, this
yes.
at the same time, the DVD is clearing out all that negative energy.
That's why, yeah, people need to get more aware. So the children, that's to me the whole with the idea of the crystals or the indigos coming in. It's just that we're holding that vibrational frequency that people can, these beings are allowed to be less filtered, and the problem is a lot of people aren't that awake or aware, so they don't get the message, what's going on. They think, oh, the kid just colic or something's going on with the baby, but it's like the baby's full on having this experience with another being, dimensional being or an energy. Doesn't like the person. That's why I always trust animal beings and babies, because to know, if they're feeling a weird vibe about someone, chances are there's something going on,
Absolutely. My dog screens everybody that comes into my house.
Yeah, exactly.
My bear, he's psychic. He's so funny. One night, me and my honey were sitting there watching TV, and he started running around and looking behind on his butt, going like somebody was chasing him, and I'm like, what's going on, Bear? And he's looking at me like with his big eyes, like there's something in here. And instantly, I put the Chakra Journey on and I staged the house, and it was gone. they're totally in tune. It's like
I also love they do. Perhaps other cats will just ignore, but dogs, I just love sometimes Yoshi, someone will come up and totally does not have, I can see, does not have a great vibe or is over clutchy or just some, weirdo. And Yoshi will just shrink her shoulder away and she just keeps moving away. And the person will try to come closer. She just keeps
That's
moving away.
Bear does the same exact thing. Like, don't touch me, you know. Like, get away from me. And he's rawr, you know. And otherwise, he's a very friendly dog, you know. And I'm going, I look at this person and I go, okay. What's your intention?
They sense something. And, you know, and that, too, is, you know, everyone living more awake, do the same. Then you don't even have to get into drama. You just know, don't go around that person or don't be around them, you know. Just, you know, move away. Just away.
See, that's another thing that a lot of people, the frequencies are shifting to a higher frequency, and why people are going into more drama is because of their old issues they haven't resolved yet. And it's stuff, and even issues they don't even remember from their childhood. And, you know, that's why I have been working with the chakra system forever, because it works. This is what takes out the old stuff you don't even remember. And when you're going through this journey of the chakras, they start coming up, and you know a lot of people will release through crying or remembering and then while you're doing that, is the best thing to do is forgiveness of yourself and the other person.
Yeah. But sometimes I think too, I like mixing it, the different processes or things that we do, tools on our path, because I think if we get too heady all the time, you know, that's why I think sometimes going into, you know, things like sound or toning or the color, you know, things like this that just moves us through stuff, and we don't have to know why, you know, or, you know, am I clearing something from a day ago, a week, you know, 10 days
right.
or 1,000 days or 1,000 years ago? It really doesn't matter as long as it's cleared, as long as it's gone, you know.
I agree.
Do you agree too?
Like,
at some point
absolutely.
On your path, you just go into that mode. You just are like, okay, I don't care what it is, where it came from, just move. Move it through.
Right. And that's why a lot of people will cry and they won't know why. Because they don't have to figure it out. They are releasing. Just know that's it's a good release, and you let go. So,
Tammy in this chat she just bought your CD through PayPal.
Cool.
The number on the line.
Thank you.
Tammy. Tammy, go girl. Tammy's not messing around. Yeah, she really felt wrong. I'm gonna get it too. Yeah, it's funny. It's Red Gypsy talking about unconscious issues. Yeah, there is a lot. And I find, what do you feel about this, Thunderbee? A lot of times through these accelerations and activations that, you know, everyone is going through individually as well as collectively, that a lot of old stuff starts coming up.
Yes, that's what, because when you're in a higher frequency, you can't hang on to old stuff. And that's why it's coming up so quickly. It just can't live in a higher frequency. That's exactly why.
So it automatically starts moving through or
coming out.
Talk a little bit about that. Coming out, okay.
Yeah, it's surfacing, you know, because it can't. For example, any negativity cannot live in a higher frequency. It just can't. It just it's like squeezing a pimple.
Okay, ooh, that's good. I
there's a visual.
There's a good visual. And Sinla's saying flying junk. There it goes.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I always in inner work or therapeutic model, I always use that Thunderbeat. I say sometimes you just gotta squeeze it. You gotta squeeze that zit. Just get it out. Get the pimple. You know?
That's funny.
You
but
do.
It's true.
You know, just let it go.
And it's like, here's another key: is not to live in any fear. Don't. If there's no fear. If you do live in fear, that means you're going to create more chaos for yourself. Fear is like the negative of love, you know, and it's the negative of it. And you don't, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's just nothing to be afraid of, you know. And that just keeps you down. So think positive, and it's like, okay, I'm going through this stuff. Okay, great, I'm releasing. Think on the positive side of it instead of like, the dreading side of it. It just go through it and go, oh, I'm going to be so much better once this issue is gone. And just like the whole society where everybody's like going into this fear mode of you know, the financial thing and the gas prices are going up. Actually, it's a great thing because now they're awakening, the society and the car companies are awakening to new more natural ways, like the hybrid car, which should have been done 20, 30 years ago. You know, and this is why, you know, this is all good, the change, the shifting. It might seem like, doom and gloom for some people, but it's really not. It's all good. It's all a growing process.
So true.
You know, solar, like all of our energy, people are awakening up to solar and going for, you know, the society had to be pushed into this because, oh, I can't afford this. It's money. So they're going to alternative, really natural methods, solar energy, wind power, which has been out there but now it's on a grander scale. And this is the way it should be going anyway. So, I had friends 20 years ago in having solar companies, and I'm like, oh, business must be great. They're saying, no, people are not getting it. I'm like, oh, my God, if I had the money, I'd do it in a heartbeat, you know, if I had a house. So, you know, it just makes sense, you know.
Thing that it's going to make it more accessible for everyone now that more people are, you know, companies are on the bandwagon about it and being forced to. And,
right.
You know, it's interesting. It's always the three, maybe it's moving more 10%, but it's that 3-8 percentile, sometimes 10, which is all of us here, of course. The innovators, you know, the accelerators, the innovators, the artists that come in and hear that, you know, listen and hear that, you know, new beat or that new focus. We're moved by inspiration. We have to remember that some of our wonderful brothers and sisters in the mainstream world are moved only by perspiration. You know, with me right here. They, you know, it's like, which is sometimes, it's, I don't know, I saw this, you know, when we had the elections, I was like, oh my God, you know, one coming together, it was all this wonderful. And then I channel switched to the Republican, and I went, uh-oh, I forgot about the other part of the population, you know. You know, they're like a little boulder we have to kind of push along, but, you know, that's the game right now until there's more of the shifting. But we're all in that process of doing that so that we have, you know, less of that reality and more of, you know, the openings that are now happening and that synchronistic flow that's now happening, like what you're talking about, Thunderbeat, that all this, even though it looks, quote-unquote, bad on the outside or the appearance, it's leading to more conscious living, more green living, the solar, you know, integration. You know, it's
right.
just the way they
natural.
More natural. And by the way, what I do want to share on my walk, another wonderful sharing I can give is that I stopped at, there's a restaurant, the Terrace, that they always give little dog treats and little biscuits, and talked to the host that was there, and things seemed picked up in the restaurant, and, you know, like a week ago, he was saying it was slow. And I said, how are things going? Oh, great, great. The stimulus package is working. I go, really? Tell me. And he said something about his wife worked in some kind of, I don't know, insurance, and there, all of a sudden, things were picking up, and that they even hired somebody new, something about the insurance company. I didn't listen to the whole thing. All I just heard was everything is, you know, picking up. So even if it's a placebo effect, it's working, you know, whatever. Things are being stimulated, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like I said, it's you know, when every time the, you know, using gas and the oil, that's like, you know, draining Mother Earth's veins, you know, and we can use for free the sun rays. They're there every day, even through the clouds. You can absorb them through the solar panels, and wind is always there. I mean, that's so beautiful and natural, and it's there for us to use for free. And I'm sorry that the greedy people on the planet didn't transfer over sooner because they couldn't figure out how to, well, how can we, you know, calculate that to get money out of that?
That's
that free stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just remember Tesla. And Tesla, we wouldn't have had the Edison Electric Company. I find that so fascinating.
Yeah.
Tesla, who was the predecessor to Edison, found the way that all of us could have electricity for free. There was no, but he didn't get the job because they wanted to quantify it, you know, to have to charge for it.
Exactly. And he did everything wireless. He had to focus everything wireless back then. And then he go, no, how are we going to calculate it to charge people? We need to make some money here. That's right. It was exactly what you're saying. That's where Edison came in, and all of a sudden Tesla disappeared, you know?
Yeah. That's not going to be happening. Mysteriously. Couple, now I wanted to let you know, too, Thunderbeat, that Red Gypsy loves your music.
Ooh.
And in the chat room. So I'm seeing some comments in the chat and also a question. If you can speak a little bit about the, this was from Lynn, something about the CD in A, if you can talk about that A. By the way, when you were talking about that note A, is that in the Chakra Journey CD, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the third eye chakra.
The third eye chakra, okay.
Yeah, that's the third eye chakra. Yeah, all the chakras are, in the Chakra Journey CD. The Ancient Sun CD, which is my newest, that is mostly in the key of A. So you'll be going through a journey of, like, through your third eye. And
it's
a very fun
CD. That's the one, that's called, what's that CD called?
Ancient Sun.
Okay.
That's the one I that you have sent you a few tracks on.
Yeah,
it's my newest
maybe
one.
Right now, play, actually put one on. What do you think? Ancient
yeah.
Sun CD is mostly in A. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. So, well, let's hear a little bit about that. Of that, should we? Shall we hear some music? Yeah, let's. I've got Sands of Time and Sunrise uploaded.
Okay. Sunrise is a real pretty song.
Oh, and also Golden Sun.
Mhm. Yeah, play Sunrise. That's a really pretty song.
Okay. We'll listen to it a bit, so we'll be live. We're going to listen to a little bit of Sunrise here. I think. Well, let's see. I hit it and it didn't play. Let me go on. That's why I have two computers going. Two computers, email. It's my shot on there.
You're a multitasker there.
I love it. I'm multidimensional, multitasking. I love it. Keeps life interesting. Well, just reminds me of all the dimensions that we live on. It tickles me. It's like a way of tapping into that, you know.
So this CD is. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. It is focused around the sun, Ra, the sun god, and there's a lot of fun on the CD. It's very danceable. If there's anybody into belly dancing, it's awesome. Awesome for belly dancing, a lot of fun, and I'm looking at it now. We have, like I said, some dance songs on there and some really, really nice floaty stuff and very.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
This is Sunrise.
Correct.
Thank you.
Hello. How'd you like that?
Wonderful. Wow. Wow. I was doing a little dance because I have some video on that. Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you. It took me out there, you know.
Wow. Me too. Wow. That was absolutely just, whew. It's good to know we can do that too, actually, just play. Wow. We did have a question from, I believe it was from Michael. If you did all the music for yourself, did you?
Yes.
Or have other wow.
No, I did all the layers. That's why it took nine months in the studio of almost 10-hour days. I brought everything on keyboards and drums. So that's
wow.
all layered into. I have a keyboard that's designed for movie soundtracks that has all the world instruments in it, and so I get to learn all these different instruments while I'm recording. And I have my own recording studio, so I do have the time to do that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sometimes things go off a little bit. Oh yeah, she's drunk in the spirit. Yeah, majorly. That was beautiful.
Can you hear me?
Now, Thunderbeat was their top.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Thunderbeat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Was there tabla in there?
Tabla, yes. The India on that
tabla.
Song. Yeah, and
wow.
that one is an India tabla. There's an Egyptian tabla, which is a dumbek, and then there's the India tabla. You know, the tabla actually in Middle Eastern means drum. But there's different kinds of drums, yeah. So, yeah, there's tabla, there's bells, and all kinds of instruments in the CD.
I love the Indian drum. The tabla, I love the Indian. It's also, in Spanish, we say tabla also. But absolutely love tabla, or the Indian tabla. I mean, that just, whew, I am like, bing!
It definitely makes you, if you feel hot, lighter up there. Is the higher chakras. So
yeah,
and that's how every time I focus on a CD, I think about the chakras. So
now Michael's asking, real table or keyboard table or tabla?
It's keyboard, but it's the real sounds.
What sounds
the
in there?
It's real tabla India sounds, but I use it on that one on the keyboard.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just kind of play it like a drum on the keyboard. But I do the dumbek on the CD is the real dumbek I actually bought from Egypt.
What about the djembe? Is that in there?
The djembe, not on this CD. The djembe is on the tribal Mayan CD. There are lots of djembe on that one.
And that's Tribal Mayan. I'll put that in the chat for Tammy. Tribal Mayan CD.
Yeah, the Mayan landing 2012. And that takes you through a journey of the Mayan lands. Lots of rains from the sound, from the rainforest, and lots of tribal drums.
Mm-hmm.
I use a lot of my thunder drums, I call them, I have here at the house. And a lot of djembe in that one, and very tribally on that. And didgeridoo came through for that one too, because the ancient sounds I heard when I was in the Mayan lands was this instrument they kind of showed me through my third eye, was this instrument. It was for activational, they were saying it's for activating to galactic awareness. And it was, it sounded like a didgeridoo. So
wow.
That's the only thing I could find. And then they had this one that almost sounded like a Jew's harp, wah, 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 and that's in the Mayan CD. So that's another transformational CD, and there's some A on that one too.
The Egyptian, a couple questions. One is Michael Emmanuel, what kind of keyboard he wants to know, and he also
wants to know my secret, huh?
What kind of keyboard?
It's a XP80, a Roland XP80.
Ooh, Roland is great sound.
Oh yeah, this one, and I had to buy you buy an extra world program for it, which has like, I don't even know, 500-600 different sounds from around the world. All over the world, so I love that. It's endless what you can write with this keyboard.
And the key, because I do some of my own music for my CDs, the key, though, because I'm not a musician, is not the instrumentation, but if you know what to do with it. You have to have the music. You have to be the. You have to have the background. You have to have the. You know, be the musician. That helps a lot. So
yeah.
Roland is saying he has a general music Roland. So that's great. Okay.
Yeah, it's Roland XB80. That's the one. But you have to buy the extra programs for it. So.
And what are you mixing it with? What kind of software? Kirk wants to know.
Oh, it's Pro Tools.
Okay, mixing with Pro Tools.
Pro Tools Digital Studio.
Okay, got that.
Everything pretty much goes direct except for the drums. You know, the drums I have microphones for, and let's see, what other songs did I give you? How about if you play The Sands of Time? That one has the Doombeck in there.
Okay.
And I put in some actually ambient. Or abstract, I should say, is a better word, a guitar, because I wanted to bring in, I don't know, some of the rock stuff started coming through with Raw. He's very...
Oh, okay. Let's listen to this. I love that. Other was like trance dance. I do a lot of trance, go to, you know...
Yeah, very trance-y.
Yeah, I was like, woo, I was... And, okay, so most of these are an A, so that's an activation of the
third
sixth chakra. Right, a sixth chakra. Okay, great. So with that, we're going to, what are we going to listen to now?
Sands of Time.
Sands of Time. So here we go with Sands of Time. Thank you.
That one's a little more trippier.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah, and it did have elements of the rock in there. You could hear elements
of...
You know, what I see, you know, it's interesting. You can feel... This one had a lot of vertical energy also, not just the A, mm-hmm. you know, the sixth chakra. It was, mm-hmm. Yeah, pyramid-y too. Well, both of them had a little pyramid-y energy, but a lot of it. Okay. I can feel the activation. I can feel the, you know, even though it's being played through the Blog Talk Radio player.
Well, that's good.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of nuances in it, you know, when you have, I mix pretty much everything on headphones, and there's like all this stuff going in and out and left, right brain kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I can feel that. And also like kind of this vertical, like a almost a Merkaba energy shape coming from the right, left brain, right and left side, right and left brain, mm-hmm. and this energy coming inward.
Wow.
What am I saying? Like, yeah, like the inverted triangle. Aspect.
Uh-huh.
So coming
oh, very
the
cool.
upper coming in. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very new, so I haven't had very much feedback because it's brand spanking new. So, you know, it's great to hear. That's
yeah.
why I can do put those testimonies on my websites for people to, you know, I can just say what I can, you know, what I experience, but I mean, need other people's experience on there. So you can always write me, you know, your testimonies
okay.
and what you feel,
yeah.
and I'll put them on my website.
Will do, will do. Now, what the name of that CD, because we talked a lot about the Chakra Journey CD. Now, what this name of this CD is, so I can put in the chat.
It's called Ancient Sun.
Ancient Sun.
And that's the, if you go to my website and press on music, it's the first one on top. And that's my latest.
Yeah, beautiful Thunder Bee. Really, just...
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. That was
great.
That was 9 months of birth. That's my baby, my new baby.
It really does take that long, huh? It would being the concept of it, that drawing that through, and then putting it all together. Is that?
Yeah, and especially since I'm doing all the parts and all the layers, and you know, recording it, producing it, mixing it, doing it, everything. And the only thing I didn't do was the mastering. I had, you know, my friend here at Star Studios in Sedona. He is a great master. Mastering is basically the overall ambient, the EQ of it kind of thing. And but the, you know, the mixing, everything, how each sound has come through and. It's like painting a picture. I love doing it. It's like mm-hmm. painting music. It's actually painting sound. That's what it's like, especially with my Pro Tools recording studios. You work with sound waves.
Yeah,
so
I love how sound waves look.
Yeah,
the visual sound waves. Oh my God, that's just. Let me tell you, I am the type people, you know, may want girl dresses or whatever. Show me some. Tech stuff. Show me some software, some computers, a preamp, an audio MIDI interface. I'm like, oh my God, yeah!
All fun toys, you know.
Oh,
toys.
Yeah. I went years ago to a Madonna concert. My brother had gotten tickets because the type of work he does, you know, the tickets were, I don't know, $300-$400, whatever. So he had two of them at that price each. And I'm like, great, Chris, I wouldn't pay that, but he couldn't use them, so we went. And my friend was talking all about the outfits. I'm like, do you see that mixing board? My God, it's going the full length of the stage. I can't believe it. You know, like, she's like, what are you talking about? You can't see it. Look at the bottom there. I was like, because, I mean, you know, it just, when I look at that, I just see instant creativity. I'm like, wow, what someone can, you know.
You can do, yeah. Absolutely, you know. Absolutely. All the nuance, like I said, all those little layers and layers of nuances, and most of those songs are about 20 to 25 tracks.
Wow!
So each track has its own.
That's a lot.
You know, yeah, it has its own sound. You know.
No wonder the layers, because it really draws you in, Thunderbeat. You really feel like you're enveloped. You're enveloped.
Totally.
In-
Totally. You're totally in a different world. You're totally in a different zone. You know, it's totally, you know, I'm totally out there, you know. And then and then Ra comes in and he's like Mr. Big Majestic. And I didn't give you that song, but that is lots of like angelic voices came in for that one. And which they call the Hathors. The Hathors in Egypt, they come in and they sing and they use. So the Hathors are the goddess of sound, music, and love. And I experienced that in one of the temples in Egypt when I asked for the ancient music. And all of a sudden, these layers of voices came in. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. And they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what they sang, the song they sang to me, it was is on the Ra song. It's the Ra the intro of that has the voices of what they sang. So that was pretty profound, and a lot of very majestic. That's the best word I can describe of how this energy is on some of the tracks. Like the Lion Kingdom, there's a song called The Lion Kingdom on the CD. That was very majestic, big too. And the Lion Kingdom is, what they talk about the Lion Kingdom is the Sphinxes. The lion is actually, the year I went to Egypt was called the Lion's Gate, the year of the Lion's Gate, 888, the Lion's Gate, which I talked to a lot of people about. That's the information that came through to me about this, and a lot of people go, what? They didn't know about it. And they said, the information the spirit told me, they said, well, the Lion's Gate is open this year, and what is going to happen, the animals, not just the lions, but the animals are all going to show their wisdom. They have, especially the lion is like the king animal, and they're gonna like show their wisdom and of how compassionate they are. And this was like in September of 2007, I got this message, and in January, the end of January, there was this big thing going on the internet about the lion's hug, and it was hug. Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah, I did. I saw
and
that.
Go ahead.
And also the guy that had the lion that he took care of, that a baby, and went to go back and see that lion.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And that's,
yes.
That's what, and I came in, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's what they were talking about, showing how, you know, love and compassion and wisdom they have. And they were saying that all the animals are going to, are going to show that we, that how intelligent they are, you know. And they did talk a lot about different animals. I saw in the news or whatever about, you know, knowing about earthquakes and just, you know, different shifts of the planet, how they're in tune they are. And I don't know if any, you know, it got across to some people, but I'm not sure how many people got across. But that was the message for the year of the Lion's Gate.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
All being so guided. Well, we're winding down, and I want to end with Golden Sun to play out Thunderbeat. So I want to thank you for being here. Everyone is thanking you in the sacred space of empowerment.
I want to thank
also
everyone
known,
too.
Yeah, also known as the chat room. It's been renamed. It's been amazing having you here and sharing your amazing aligning and activating.
Well, thank you for having me, Michelle. You keep up the great work you're doing. I'm very proud of you. So.
Thank you. Going to have you back, too. We'll have you back. And anyone that would like to reach Thunderbeat, you can go to thunderbeat.com. And there's also information about her amazing sound healing and activation through the energy of music for healing, as well as her chakra workshops also. So you really want to check that out. And that's, again, thunderbeat.com. Thank you all for flowing in to the converging flow that is awakenings. I wish you all much peace, love, and light, and go out and share your light, share your love, and keep awake.
Bye.
Here we go.
Bye.
Golden Sun by Thunderbeat. talking with Thunderbee. You can reach us at thunderbee.com. You're listening to Awakening, which is the converging flow. Shine your light, share your light, and until next time,